Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome into another edition of the Fantasy Bites podcast. Brandon Kravitz here. Happy to have you in. Less than 5 minutes here of hard-hitting fantasy news and information. That's what we've got for you. And I'll give you my betting pick at the end of this episode as we wrap up. In the NBA, it's a rare busy Saturday slate with 11 games across the association. Here's what you need to know. The following teams take the floor tonight on the second night of a back-to-back. Always key when you're looking for surprise inactives. The Magic, T-Wolves, and Raptors are candidates there. Jonathan Isaac back in the lineup tonight after sitting out the front end of their back-to-back in Miami. Rudy Gobert was questionable going into last night's game for the Timberwolves. He wound up playing, but could be one to watch out for here today. OG Anunoby left last night's game early for the Warriors. Anunoby was able to get a quick x-ray, which came back negative, but he will undergo further testing, thus his status for the team's second night of a back-to-back set certainly up in the air. Expect more clarity ahead of their game in Portland. Luka Doncic was ruled out for the Mavs today. They take on the Utah Jazz. Doncic right now viewed as a day-to-day injury, which is a positive development following the departure from Thursday's game against the Suns with a left ankle sprain. So it certainly could have been a lot worse. Someone to keep an eye out for there. Spencer Dinwiddie went off when Doncic left the game, so keep an eye on him when you're setting any DFS lineups today. LeBron James continues to manage a sore left ankle. He's been available in the last 8 matchups for the Lakers, so don't read too much into that questionable tag. His teammate Anthony Davis, probable today as well. LeBron inching one step closer to Kareem's all-time points record. He'll probably break that in the next 3 or 4 games. Joel Embiid recently missed a game due to a sore left foot, but he returned to action on Wednesday, posting a 26-10 rebound double-double. It appears the issue is still bothering him, though, and he could be sidelined for another contest set to go one-on-one with Nikola Jokic today. That's a 3 p.m. Eastern time tip. So that one a little bit early on. Ben Simmons and TJ Warren listed as questionable today for the Brooklyn Nets. Tomorrow's episode, I'll give a full detail of everything you need to know heading into the conference title games, AFC, NFC, all 4 teams detailed. So make sure that you check back in as that will drop early tomorrow morning. For now, let's turn to the betting side of things. Came through yet again in the NBA. It's been a solid week overall here on the pod. Thunder +1 cashes against the Cavs last night. Use the Caesars Sportsbook promo code ROTO15. Earn a first bet offer up to $1,500. I'm going to back the Kings tonight, taking on the Timberwolves, second night of a back-to-back. The Kings have been slipping as of late. They've lost 2 of their last 3, but this is a perfect spot to take them. They match up perfectly against the T-Wolves stylistically. They do a lot of the same things, highly skilled guard play, but the T-Wolves just got done with the Grizzlies last night, and that's always a grind. This Kings team, going to use this as a get-right spot. Kings -2 is my play tonight. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.